Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Sugar.
So, you know, I've expressed my love and admiration for John Mayer over the last year. He's got a great station on Sirius XM, and he plays a lot of mixes of music. And I heard this song over the weekend, and I asked Ethan, and you kind of knew the song, right, is what you said?
You didn't know the group?
Yeah, I think I said, I was like, no, I don't know. And then I heard them start singing.
Right.
Like, oh,
you
heard
the hook. But Sue, you know, it's funny because, first of all, when I listen to that song, the reason I put in the bumper music is because it's a really damn good song.
Yes,
but
it is.
It was done by, you know, in theory, there were studio people. I can't even name the people that did the actual song.
The Archies.
Right, but it was the Archies. It was Jughead right. and Archie and everybody. Yeah. But I hadn't heard that song in a while, so I had to throw it in for a bump here this afternoon. Of course, after the show, I always put up a Spotify bumper music list. You didn't even see what I did in the last hour. I had Role Model, Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. We were talking to Lamping about the wine festival.
Oh,
see,
good.
See, that's the magic that happens here on this show. Sue's news for a Monday coming up. I want to catch up with Fred here on his trip, but let me just share one quick story because 15 minutes or 20 minutes before Friday's show, Fred, I get an international charge on my Southwest card, right? And it says $180 for blah, 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 QR code. And at first I thought it was something that Becky had done, but it wasn't. So I'm literally calling Southwest about 2:45, and I shut the card down. Well, my wife has to go out of town, and then I use that card for everything, right? And I just pay it off pretty much every day or every other day. So Becky has to leave to go to Kansas City yesterday, and we have this one card. It's kind of my emergency card that I have some of my subscriptions running through, but I never use the physical card. I never use the physical card until I gave it to Becky. I'm like, oh, here, this is, you know, because she needs it for hotel incidentals and stuff like that. So she's about halfway there, and she's trying to get gas, and she's texting me. She said, hey, when does that card expire? I'm like, and of course, I'm never wrong, right, Sue? You know that.
Oh,
it's been
yes,
a seven.
I'm
like,
I'm quite aware.
It doesn't expire until 2029, which is true. And then she stops again when she gets closer to Kansas City, and the same thing happens. I thought it was operator error, assuming that I'm always right. Well, I think I gave her the card that was no good, and I have another card somewhere in the house, but I never use the physical card. So thank God there's Venmo, because she can Venmo somebody and get cash. I felt terrible. I really did, and I apologized profusely, but that was a bonehead move on my part for sure.
Oh man, that would have freaked me out.
It freaked me out.
Yeah, but yeah.
She actually, knowing that I was dealing with a puppy at home, and if you missed the breaking news on that, you can go back to the beginning of the show. She actually went easy on me, probably a lot easier than I would have, if you can imagine. But anyway, I think it's going to all work out. Fred, welcome back from Florida.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was good. It's good to be gone, and it's good to be back.
What did you do? How did you keep occupied down there?
So we were in Lakeland, Florida, dog sitting for a couple that went on a cruise. So it was beautiful. They live on a hole on the golf course, right next to a golf course.
You shared some pictures. They're amazing.
Yeah, they had a nice pool.
They've got two great big Labrador retrievers and a pool. And so it was so much fun. And one of the things I got the time to do was watch some TV, some things like a movie called The Beekeeper, which I guess might be kind of old.
But Jason Statham.
Yeah, because it fits in with your story about fraud. It was all about an older woman, Felicia Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she is older.
Wow, yeah.
She was scammed by someone, you know, those lines that come up on your computer that say, you know, you need to, you're going to lose everything unless you call us right now and we save your information. So she did. She lost all of her money. And then it's, you know, the result of what happens when the beekeeper comes to take care of
he
it.
He did not take kindly to that, did he?
Boy, it was really brutal.
Did so you say I have not seen movie? That one. Well, it's only a few years old.
I was going to say,
that
it
old.
Says 2024
okay.
right here.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah.
Last year.
But
that's old to me too, Fred. Don't worry.
But after I saw that, when I got back on Sunday, I had to cancel my Costco membership because my wife had one and I had one. There's no reason for us both to have one. So I'm calling and canceling it, and they're like asking me all my credit card information. And now all of a sudden, the inner Fred is freaking out, thinking, is this a scam or not? And it wasn't because I called them and initiated it. But, you know, because I saw that movie, I was totally scared for like 2 hours.
But Fred, the beekeeper would come for vengeance and kill everybody who did that to you.
So were you in fear of your life?
In unique ways.
Yes.
Yeah. Since we're on, I just have to ask a question, Sue. Are you going, and pardon me for not knowing this, are you going to do insect news in Sue's news that I sent? Okay. Because there's some bee-related news.
And I have some, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll be good.
We'll wait for that in just a few minutes.
The other fun movie, or interesting, I'll watch a lot of spy sort of thriller movies.
Love it.
Black Bag. And I'm not sure what...
I've heard of
Black Bag.
Yeah, Black Bag.
Ethan, you know Black Bag?
It was on the on their TV system. It said, you know, a lot of people watching right now. So we watched it. It was another spy movie, and it was great.
Kate Blanchett. Michael Fassbender.
Oh, that's a newer movie. And it's been Isabella. I even read something recently where somebody kind of recommended that is in my, I can't remember what streaming service. You remember?
Peacock.
I have it on my list on Peacock. I almost hit play on that last weekend, like a week ago, but it seemed too heavy and I was looking for something that wasn't as heavy. But I've heard that that's very good.
It's heavy, but it works your mind.
A 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, but look, what's the audience rating?
It's
probably high.
I'm
just telling
Google.
You, don't trust the critics because the critics are so wrong oftentimes. I know that because I used to be one of them. So you can't trust that.
Is the popcorn meter the people? That one says 70%.
No, the popcorn meter is probably the critics.
That's
so there's trust the people.
The tomato
is
meter is 96%.
I'll look at it. I don't know.
I also got the chance to watch for the first episode. I hadn't seen it yet of Your Friends and Neighbors. And
Did you love it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
Sue, I wrapped that show yesterday afternoon. The finale was released Thursday into Friday. I was all caught up. Yesterday, I finished watching the finale. A lot of these good shows, even good shows, they have a penultimate episode, and then the finales just suck. And I could probably name a bunch just off the top of my head, but we don't have time. But they closed this show out so well. Fred, stick with it. It is one of my favorite shows of the year. There was a pretty good, I'm not going to say it was a twist, but I was not someone who saw what came in the end. So that was fun because it was unexpected. So I highly recommend. Now, there's a lot of language. There's a lot of sex. There's a lot of thievery in that. That's an adult show, but Your Friends and Neighbors is really good. Now, are you going to continue to watch it now that you're back? Do you have these streaming services?
Yeah, because my wife watches it all the time. So
okay,
she's already
streamed
it all. So I just have to figure out how to get it.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
I would recommend
that's
that.
That's because of John Hamm, Fred. I mean, come on.
He's so darn handsome in that. Even I can admit that.
See?
He really is.
Have you ever met John Hamm, Mark?
Yes. I met him one time. We have a mutual friend. John Hamm used to hang out when he was in Columbia at the Blue Note. And my friend Richard King, who owned the Blue Note, he sold it very many years ago. But I go back to the old Blue Note, which was on the Business Loop, which is a strip club right now. But Richard, you know, Richard will tell stories. Well, I'm just being honest. Richard would tell stories about John Hamm, would just kind of hang out in there. I never met him until an award show probably 13, 14 years ago. He was emerging as a big star, but he was still like, I'd say, a B-plus level guy. Now he's in the A-plus stratosphere. I've had him on the air a few times, but again, Fred, they get to this point, and then we kind of lose him, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'd say about John Hamm, for sure. Well, you know, they do. They get to a point where they're so popular. He used to have a pretty good relationship with Guy Phillips, who used to host the morning show on Y98. And I know even Guy, toward the end of, I'm not trying to kill off Guy Phillips, he's still alive and I hear from him every once in a while, but I know that it becomes a challenge. Even if you have someone's cell phone number, they get to a level of stardom and celebrity that becomes a little unattainable and untouchable for people who even know them.
That's tough. Yeah.
So other fun things I did while on vacation, we would drive around the subdivision in a golf cart with the two dogs.
Yeah, that's fun.
One sitting next to the driver, one on the floor of the golf court cart, and I would be in the back, kind of like a firefighter driving a, you know, a fire engine from behind. And so that was fun. And I went to a couple minor league games in Lakeland, the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That's the spring training site for the Detroit Tigers. So this is a Florida State League, like, single A team.
It's a rookie ball.
Yeah. So
Fred, did they have cool logos?
Those pictures you sent were awesome.
Oh. What?
She said the pictures were awesome.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, it just rained like crazy. I went Tuesday for Tuesday's game, and it was rained out. They had a makeup doubleheader on Wednesday. That was rained out. There were so few people in the stadium on Tuesday that we got up on the Jumbotron, which was kind of scary.
Well, we saw a picture.
That was what we loved.
Yeah, so he sends this picture, and Sue asked permission on whether to post it. We were denied permission by Marie, so we kept these things confidential.
Should have been me. I just have to learn to suck in my stomach more.
I love a lot of the minor leagues, I think you'd agree with this, Ethan, they have really cool uniforms and logos. I don't know if that was the case with the Tigers, but a lot of them have pretty cool looks.
Oh, this could be a whole segment, because they have to rely on their creativity in other ways. And they a lot of them do a good job.
Let me tell you who didn't have a good look, and I only saw it on Friday night. The Texas Rangers.
Oh,
what
goodness,
the hell were they? It was awful.
It was like a softball.
They wore pants that looked like maybe the worst team ever, but we got to get to a break, and we got Sue's News coming up and the Archies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats.
Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, we got Sue's News coming up, but Ethan found a very funny comment on the stream here this afternoon, Ethan.
Info Dude comments and says, trying to wrap up the Reardon Show. Mark gets a new puppy. He's already seen him naked. Mm-hmm. He used to go to a place that's now a strip club. That would be a roller coaster of a show. And then he just commented again saying, and we're only halfway through.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Leave Work Early Day, so
well, then we're not halfway through. Yeah, see you later.
Yeah. And I love this so much, Mark. If you will play some music behind this. On this day in history, this is so great. 39 years ago, in 1986, James Brown's wife, that's the music, Adrienne, well, she claimed diplomatic immunity while fighting numerous traffic violations on the grounds that she was the wife of the official ambassador of Seoul.
That is awesome. I love that. I hope they rolled with it. That is so great. I mean, she's not wrong, right?
No, she's not wrong.
She is not wrong.
That did not help her, but she is not wrong.
Now, you picked a great song here to go with this, too.
Thank you.
I love it. You know what's funny about this is I almost went with some James Brown today. And ooh, the reason is, and you'll see what happens a little after 5 o'clock, I'm watching this show, Fight Night, which I think is on Peacock. I get so confused. And they use a little James Brown. So sometimes I get inspired when I see these shows. So there you go.
I understand. Yeah. I really do. Well, Karate Kid Legends came in third at the box office over the weekend. Behind, of course, the two big movies. Is it Lilo or Lilo? Lilo?
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Has anybody milked a movie series more than Ralph Macchio with Karate Kid?
No. Probably
I mean, seriously.
Not.
Cobra Kai, all of that stuff. And they were shocked. It didn't do as well. And I thought, well, that's because he does everything, and it's Ralph Macchio. He just did Cobra Kai. Now we're recreating Karate Kid Legends, and I know it has other people in it. The only thing I could think of was maybe Stallone and Rocky doing that again and again and again. But I think they underestimate how annoying it is to see more. It's just overdone.
Yeah. It did not get well received by the critics. Again, I've stated already earlier this hour that sometimes that doesn't matter. I watched the first two seasons of Cobra Kai, and then it lost me. It just didn't seem interesting. I like the first two seasons, though.
So what's the main thing of this movie?
Well, it's got Jackie Chan in it. And Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, and how old is he?
I think the main thing is they're just redoing the same story over and over and over again. Yeah, that's the main thing.
I don't get it. And Ralph Macchio, I'm sure he's a nice person. I've seen him 8,000 times doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's why people don't watch it. Okay, that's just my opinion.
She got her Karate Kid rant over. Yeah, wow.
Netflix held its annual event over the weekend and announced premiere dates and releasing trailers for several upcoming movies and shows. That's right. The fifth and final season of Stranger Things. Oh, I have no bell. It's driving me nuts. Stranger Things will roll out, thank you, in three parts. So here's how they're going to do it. November 26th, Christmas Day. That's what you want to see on Christmas Day. And New Year's Eve. Now, that one is kind of fun. But those are the final three episodes of Stranger Things.
Wait, hang on here. You're telling me there's only three episodes and we've waited 4 years?
No. Well, okay. The fifth and final season will roll
but
out.
But each installment, right.
Yeah, you're right. It's in three parts, so maybe there's multiple episodes per part.
So
sorry about that.
I believe there is 10 or 11 episodes in total. The first seven or eight episodes, I believe, will be in the first part, and then the last two will be like 2 hour episodes each.
Okay.
And they'll be, one will release on Christmas Day, one will release on New Year's.
Right.
So that's how it's set up.
I have to decide whether I'm still even interested. It's been so long, I can't even.
Well, we both agreed at the end of the last season, which was 20 years ago, that, well,
yes!
I think it reached the point where we would have been satisfied with the conclusion. So we'll have to see what happens. But the other thing is, I mean, these kids are 30 years old at this point.
Yes, they are. They're 30 years old with children.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But they are playing children.
Yeah.
Oh, and the new episode, or the new season of Wednesday is out, if that's your thing. It's coming out in two parts on August 6th and September 3rd.
And I think that they released the first, like, 6 minutes of the first episode.
They did. You can watch that trailer.
You can go and watch it. So.
Did you watch that one, Ethan?
I watched Wednesday after the hype for it. It was kind of like, something to watch in the background. And it didn't work that way. I got really into it. I was actually really impressed with Wednesday.
I liked it, but I didn't watch enough of it. So maybe, is there only one season of that?
One season so
far. Yeah, there's only one. I watched it. I don't know if I'll go back for two, but it was good, the first one.
Yeah.
This is just a random Hollywood fact keeping you all up to date. Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen got married on Saturday.
Aww. That's
There's
sweet.
Pictures online. It is kind of sweet. And Clint Eastwood just turned 95 on Saturday. 95. And he has no intention of slowing down. He's currently in pre-production for a new movie. Emphasis on the word new. I guess somebody interviewed him and said, Clint, you know, what's the deal with all these remakes? What are your philosophies on filmmaking? And he said, do something new or stay at home. Okay.
Well, here's what I would say, because I love Clint Eastwood, and he went behind the camera for Juror Number 2, which stars Gabriel Basso, who is a St. Louis kid. I've known him since he was like 12 years old, and that was a very, very good movie. So it's different, I think, if you're running out the clock and you're doing a bunch of crap, like even Ralph Macchio, who's not an elderly person, but he's still doing quality work. So you're saying in this particular instance, this is an acting gig?
Well, I don't know. It just says that he is in pre-production, so whatever that means.
Might be behind the camera
again. He may be behind it, yeah.
Right.
He says he's shot some sequels. He's done it 3 times, but he hasn't been interested in that for a long time.
Good for him,
though. It's what you are?
I said, good for him.
Yes, exactly. You're Clint Eastwood. You can do whatever you want.
Heck yeah.
We have insect news. Mark.
Making your
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh.
Hey, Sue, say what we have again here.
You know what? We've got some insect news.
It's time for insect news.
In fairness, there's a, you know, I have to juggle things during that, so I'm sorry about that. But anyway,
that's okay.
This could be interesting.
A commercial truck carrying about 70,000 beehives overturned in Washington State. And this was just south of the Canadian border. As a result, 250 million honeybees were loosed. 250 million. And they have, if you go online, you can see a picture. They're just, you can see part of the truck and the rest you could just see bees.
Okay, hang on though. Ethan, because this story from CBS said 250 million. There is a little bit of an update, so check this out.
Update tonight on those escaped honeybees in Washington State. A local sheriff has issued a correction. He says 14 million honeybees, not 250 million, were involved in Friday's rollover crash.
All right, there you go. So the still, that's still a lot of bees. But when I heard 250 million, I'm like, are you kidding me?
That doesn't even make sense now that I think about it.
Yeah, right.
But they sent out emergency responders, but also 24 or so beekeepers. And apparently, if you're a bee, you know what your hive smells like, and they got them all back and organized by the next day.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
That's mind-blowing, really, when you think about it.
It
would really be impressive if it was 250 million.
Yeah. You know what? I should have thought of that when I read the part about them getting them all back in. I knew there was a catch. And finally, in Sue's news, we do have today's random fact. I don't know why, but I thought of Fred when I saw this one, so we'll do this. Now, Fred, I realize that cigars don't have anything to do with you, but the phrase, close but no cigar, comes from carnivals in the early 1900s, when they used to give out cigars as prizes for winning games. Could you imagine you're a kid, you go up, you try to win, and you get a cigar?
Awesome.
But that's it. That's where it comes from. That's it for Sue's
That's
news.
Awesome.
Thank you, Sue. That's a good edition of Sue's News, including it's every time we have insect news, I think it's a good Sue's News for sure. We have Curtis Houck from Newsbusters coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Frank Cusimano at the end of the hour. Fred, I don't know if you noticed, but the baseball weekend did not go quite as well as the previous week.
Yeah,
Cardinals were kind of get scored upon by the Rangers. Frank will break it down here in about 20 minutes.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, there's more trans athlete nonsense. Michelle Tafoya is going to tackle that after the top of the hour. She, of course, host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast, but we saw her for decades, if you will, covering the NBA and the NFL and the Olympics, etc. She'll join us at 5:04. Local comedian, I think Sue would appreciate this because she went to school with Greg Warren. Greg Warren has a new stand-up comedy special. He's a Kirkwood kid, and he is just taking off even higher into the stratosphere. So Greg's going to join us in about an hour, right around 5:30. We have Cusimano coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, though, fresh back from an international trip, Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. We tried to get you on last week, and I heard that you were in Budapest. Is that true?
Yes, it was. I was gallivanting around Budapest, the extreme hard right, totalitarian, supposedly, paradise.
I've heard it's awesome there. I just got back about 5 weeks ago from Greece, but I've heard very good things about Budapest. I've never been to Hungary before.
And I had just been on vacation in Italy, literally the week before that, with my wife. and which is also run by a very amazing conservative prime minister, Maloney. So, yeah, I've been to two of the rare bright spots in Europe this month. And I can say that, yeah, I mean, the greatest thing about it, and this sounds so cheesy, Mark, but I think the biggest takeaway for me, I was there supporting the great folks at the EU-US Forum, a group trying to bridge the divide, which might think to be a conservative divide between the two ponds, but it's not, and why we should care about both. And then also CPAC Hungary, just to kind of see what's been going on over there. Miklos Santos, I believe is his name, with the Center for Fundamental Rights over there in Budapest, covering that as well. But I just have to say, the corny thing is, you know, there are so many different languages being spoken. You heard, you know, Hungarian, you heard French, you heard German, Spanish, all these kinds of things. You know, the Danes and all their languages, the Baltics and Balkans, the huge level of representations, all these different languages, but it was all the same shared values that, like, we have all sorts of differences about, like, Ukraine and healthcare and trains even. But, like, what unites patriots across the globe are safe streets, strong families, and strong borders, secure borders.
But don't you think
it just was great to hear all that?
Don't you think we have, and I think this is evident, certainly what happened in the election, but it's still evident. I think we have, I'm going to say this with hope in my heart, I think we have more of that here in this country. But the things, unfortunately, that you have to highlight and that I highlight with the legacy media, who's still full of nonsense, and you probably missed some of the Jake Tapper apology tour, but that's one of the reasons, because they are so misleading on what the values of the American people really truly are, I think.
Yeah, and it was kind of now ominous, obviously, considering what happened in Boulder, but I heard Yair Netanyahu speak, the son of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke at CPAC Hungary, and he talked about the nexus between the globalist, you know, kind of liberal corporate media, the Islamists that they're dealing with in Israel, and the faceless, godless bureaucrats that make up the EU, that through different aims, obviously, one violent, the other kind of, to borrow a term from pre-Never Trump Jonah Goldberg, smiley-faced fascism, they all want to achieve the same goal of tearing down Judeo-Christian values, sovereignty, those kinds of things. They're all trying to tear them down through their various different, you know, means and levers, but they all share the same goal, that they have such a disdain for our way of life. And that's something that we need to all rise up and stand against. And censorship, obviously, is a huge thing over there as well. The levels of censorship that are going on courtesy of the EU and in the UK, which is not part of the EU anymore, with just criminalizing thought crimes, not just talking about, like, obvious issues like violence or Holocaust denial. We're talking about just basic political speech that is being criminalized, and it is so dangerous, and it doesn't make me entirely feel bad, but it kind of was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this, but, like, Meta and, like, the parent company of Google, Alphabet, might have a point here.
Well, this is where I would argue that we, you know, and when I say we, I think those on the left do not have the appreciation for the freedoms that we have. And unfortunately, I think this applies to young people as well, because there are horrific things relating to free speech. Even, I can't remember if it was Germany that's doing some things where the thought police get involved. I mean, it sounds more like there's irony there, because it sounds more like what East Germany did with the Stasi. But they feel completely comfortable with saying, oh yeah, you misgendered someone, or you said this on Twitter, we're going to not only write you a ticket for it, we're going to come to your home, and we're perhaps going to take you into custody for what you were thinking or expressing online.
And that's exactly what was being talked about there. I mean, candidates being barred from running for office. The AfD and other political parties in Europe that they're not Nazi espousing parties. They're not saying we need to kill all the Jews again. That's not what they're saying here. The left is trying to say, oh no, you want to be able to control your own borders, and you can't just set up, you know, Muslim no-go zones in some of these places. Oh, that must make you like Nazis 2.0, when obviously that couldn't be any further from the truth. So It was just fascinating to hear about those kind of things that are going on, that even The Economist in their European edition last week, Jason Miller pointed this out from the Trump campaign at our US-EU forum event or EU-US forum event, that their cover last week was Europe's free speech problem. The Economist, a British right of center paper magazine, which is kind of, you know, in the Mitt Romney, John McCain sense of the word, has even admitted, hey, Europe's got a problem here, that where free speech rights are not being respected of the people, that's where we have an issue. Because we always have to remind this, too, to listeners, that free speech rights are not just about the media, that they are about we the people as well, that we all have a right to make our voices known about how we feel of the government policies. And so that was just another one of the takeaways that I saw there. It was just such a huge pleasure to be there.
That's awesome.
I can't recommend it enough to everybody to avoid, yes, the Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson stuff very briefly.
Right. But by this time, Curtis Houck is with us. He's managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. By this time, I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure, I'm confident you kept your eyes on that from afar. It's just incredible what he, you know, and by the way, the book is not selling very well. Did you hear that?
I mean, outside of its first week, I'm sure, you know, it's kind of like a movie. You know, everybody rushes to see the movie because it has a lot of hype. But then, you know, after like the first set of people who buy the book, you know, are like, oh, like, I don't know. Go to a used bookstore or something and like turn it in, you know?
Here's my opinion here, because the people who follow Trump, well, they're not going to buy that crap, right? Because we've been keeping an eye on this. You've been keeping an eye on all this nonsense for years. How many times did you have to put videos up of Biden doing this and that, and then it was just referred to by the folks at CNN or elsewhere as the cheap fakes or the deep fakes, right? But the Democrats, they don't want to buy that book, because the books that sell, and there's evidence of this, they have the hatred toward Trump. So anything that is even somewhat, you know, friendly to Trump, the Democrats and the people that hate Trump, they're not going to buy that. So I think maybe if you think about it, it's not a big shocker that the book doesn't have an audience. The audience on our side exists for the clips, for the big reveals, because we can say, you know, look, we've been trying to tell you this. Did you hear Megyn Kelly? Did you listen to that interview?
Oh, I wrote that up for Newsbusters.
Wow.
This was before I left. It was a old school Megyn Kelly, Fox News, Kelly file prosecution. Maybe some of the younger listeners may not have been around for that, but like we're paying attention then. But that is what we used to see on a day in, day out basis.
That was one of the best interviews that I've heard left or right in a long, long time. Even if you go back to Megyn's days on Fox, because she did not let him off the hook for even one second. And I would say, and I would hope that you would agree with this, look, I'd rather have that on the left and right. The problem with the legacy media is they want to grill, you know, J.D. Vance. They want to grill people on our side, but they don't want to grill Tim Walz. They don't want to grill, you know, anybody else on their side. So this is why I say, Curtis, that the person I miss the most, and I still, even after he's been gone for a long time, is Tim Russert, because you used to be able to count on him on Sunday mornings on Meet the Press of grilling whoever was on the show. It didn't matter what the party was.
And it was always playing their own words or reading their own statements back to them.
Yeah.
That is always was the most effective that he would do. You know, the interesting thing with Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson is their message changes between appearances. What they're saying kind of altered based on who they're talking to and their audiences. And there's why they're not telling the truth. There's an incentive structure to continue to hate on Trump, and they are deathly terrified of their base. But I also think overall in the book, it's just remarkable how, there are some mentions of the media, but they completely absolve the media. It is like there is no news media in this country. It is just all existed in a vacuum. And so that is just remarkable. And when actually pressed on this, and this was kind of in the Megyn Kelly interview and a few other interviews, Alex Thompson, Jake Tapper, more so Tapper in particular, because he's the big name. Because remember, folks, Thompson had a book deal to do a Biden book, but then his publisher said, I don't think it's well, we're not interested. The thing is, well, the difference between what we've been saying, what you've been saying on the air, and we've been writing about Newsbusters for years and other conservatives, is those are just videos. But no, what Alex and I did is journalism. We're journalists. So it's different when we do actual journalism and talk to people versus what people actually saw with their own eyes, as if, you know, we're not credible enough to judge someone's fitness for office. Whereas, you know, these esteemed journalists with pieces of paper with journalism degrees say, oh, no, no, no. Now it's safe to say that because we've checked it out.
Yeah, I don't have the audio handy, but 2 weeks ago, I think this was like 2 weeks ago this Wednesday, you might have been out of the country. There was an interview that happened. I played the audio on a Wednesday, so it would be Tuesday night on the PBS NewsHour. And if you listened to that, you would have thought that that interview, based on what we now know from the Tapper and, you know, Alex Thompson book, you would have thought that interview took place 9 months ago, 10 months ago, a year ago, a year and a half ago. So they're still trying to, you know, lie about all this stuff out there. And you guys keep them in line at the Media Research Center. Curtis, great to have you back in the country. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Talk again soon.
Take care. We got Frank Cusumano coming up.
You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Monday afternoon visit with Frank Cusumano. How are you, Frank? Good afternoon.
Good to be with you, Mark. Hope you're well.
I'm well, but I'm confused, and here's why. So let me, before we get to the results of the weekend from the Cardinals, let me explain my confusion. The game, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday night was on Channel 4, so everyone could see it on Channel 4. I think the game on Saturday was on, what do we call it now? FanDuel Sports Midwest, right? Is that the name?
FanDuel Sports, yeah.
Right.
Yes,
but
sir.
Then yesterday, I'm reading on STL Today that it's on Roku. So I go to the App Store. I think I did this wrong. I go to the App Store because I use Apple TV, and I try to download the Roku app. Apparently, there is no Roku app. I cannot watch the Cardinals game yesterday. I guess there's something that they call the MLB leadoff, and if you had your Roku TV, you could find it. But this gets very confusing for people.
It really does. And I don't know, are they being penny wise and pound foolish? You know, they cut these new deals, but they also alienate a fan base. And I always think of the old people at the Gatesworth that have no idea how to get to any of this stuff or, you know, any retirement center. It's just a shame. I hate it. But, I really hate it.
But I'm pretty savvy on a lot of this stuff. And I know, like, sometimes I'll go on a Friday night and I'll say, wait, where's the Cardinals game? And I'm like, oh, it's the Friday night game on Apple TV Plus. But now it could be the Friday night game on Channel 4, or it can be on the Roku channel. And I get that they're trying to, obviously, benefit here financially. But it really does get confusing. Now, I also looked at the score yesterday, so I didn't miss much, did I?
No. In fact, you didn't miss much this weekend. They were outscored 19-4. It's a good thing Sonny Gray pitches for the Cardinals because they would have been swept. And it's just the hitting, just it was anemic. Jack Leiter, who's Al Leiter's son, dominated them Friday. And then Jacob deGrom, I thought he retired 16 years ago.
No kidding.
He dominated them yesterday. So, yeah, it was just not a good place to be. Now, if the playoffs were to start today, the Cardinals and Giants would be dead even for that final wild card spot. The bad thing is the Brewers are hot. They've won 8 out of 10, and the Cardinals are only up a game and a half. They're still 7 games over .500. We'll take that, but it was a lost weekend in Texas.
Yeah, we will take that. But then I looked at the standings, and the you know, you talk about the Brewers being hot. The Cubs are still staying hot, and I think, what is it, a 4-game lead, or is it a 5-game lead right now?
It's 4 as we speak, and they're really good. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Their offense is out of sight.
All right, they come home, though. They got the Royals at home the next few nights? Not tonight.
Yeah, the Royals, and then the Dodgers come in, and I really am excited to see the attendance, because Shohei Ohtani is the biggest superstar in the game, even more of a superstar, I think, than Aaron Judge. I think they got a great chance to, you know, maybe draw like 40 for every game with the Dodgers.
Well, let's hope so, because I've been talking about getting asses in the seats. What else happened this weekend? How did the Battle Hawks do?
Battle Hawks won, so that sets up the conference championship game this weekend in St. Louis against the D.C. Defenders. And then if they win that, the UFL championship game is going to be in St. Louis regardless. So I'm sure the UFL is burning sage, because they know if the Battle Hawks are not in it, then St. Louis won't come out. But if they're in that championship game, like if they win this weekend, they play that championship game, who knows? Maybe they could do 40,000 at the Dome. That's how crazy it is.
Well, I would love that. That's a good showing for St. Louis. All right, Frank, we'll talk on Friday. I appreciate it.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Greg Warren is going to join us at the bottom of the next hour, and I wanted to kind of fit this in because somebody shared this recently. His comedy has gotten so good. He's a Kirkwood guy. He's got a new special that's out right now. We'll tell you all about it at 5:30, but this is pretty awesome on the Cardinals. He talks about his dad.
My dad's a big St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan. He loves him.
Yeah. I mean, he really likes the baseball, but more importantly, the Cardinals have this promotion where if they score 6 or more runs in a game, he gets his coffee the next day at the gas station for 39 cents. And normally I think it's about 59 cents. So you can see it's very important to him. It's a big part of his life. And We're watching the game one time, and it's late in the game. The Cardinals, they're winning like 5-0. And I think like, you know, bottom of the eighth or something. I don't know. And basically, they had the game won.
But he's locked in because he hadn't gotten his coffee yet.
And our best hitter came up, and he grounded into a double play to end the inning. And my dad looked at me and goes, seems kind of fishy, huh? Yeah, they're point shaving, Dad. They're point shaving, yeah. Yeah, the Cardinals are in collusion with Mobile on the Run, so you don't save 20 cents on your coffee tomorrow. Like, I would call the FBI, Dad. This has got to go to the top. This is important.
Greg Warren is hot. He's very funny, and he is a St. Louis guy. He's going to join us at 5:30 on 97.1 FM Talk. Michelle Tafoya around the corner.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.